Midlands Region, Coventry and Warwickshire. As the regional representative for the Midlands, I wish to thank you for your membership of the CSPA. As well as campaigning to protect the value of the pension you have earned, we are keen to ensure you have your views heard. One of the ways we do this is through local groups. But the area you are in does not have a functioning local group. We want to put that right. Birmingham and District Group has offered to extend their work to you. The aim will be to provide opportunities to have your voice heard, including the possibility of me coming to Coventry or other localities in Warwickshire to meet and listen. If you are content with this, you don't need to do anything. If you have objections, please get in touch with me before the 15th of July, contact details below. If you would like to get involved in re-establishing a group in your area, perhaps with my help, that will be especially helpful. Please do not hesitate to contact me. Kevin Bilson, email, kevinbilson@ntlworld.com. Telephone, 07827-320413. Gloucestershire. The group held its AGM in March, with General Secretary Sally Tsoukaris as guest speaker. We also welcomed Regional Representative Kevin Bilson. The usual AGM business was conducted, with the same committee re-elected unopposed. The chairman emphasized that fresh blood was needed for the committee, and the group was asked to think about this in time for next year's AGM. Sally updated us on pension matters, notably the transition from my CSP to Capita. The transfer has not gone smoothly, but CSPA pressure with the Cabinet Office, MPs and other groups has led to improvements. Phone calls are being answered within 30 seconds. Though I have yet to test this, more staff have been recruited, temporary loans offered to new pensioners and cases prioritised. The McLeod remedy has had to be paused to allow Capita to focus on priority cases. Sally also filled us in on other matters, including digital exclusion and inclusion. How do you prove who you are without a passport or driving license, for example? Kevin Bilson didn't speak, but his excellent summary of HQ business had been circulated to members before. The meeting? We now look forward to future meetings. 10 September, Nicola Potter on vintage transport in Gloucestershire. 8 December, Ian Boscott on the Great Train Robbery in 1963 and its surprising connections with Gloucestershire. Meetings are at the Civil Service Club, Tewkesbury Road, Cheltenham, GL519SL, at 10 a.m. for 10:30 a.m. Chairman, Alistair Goldie, Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire. The next informal meeting in the Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire area will be Tuesday the 23rd of June at 10:30 a.m. in the Roebuck Inn, Nottingham, NG16FH. Backroom. If any members in the Derby area would prefer a meeting closer to home, please contact me, Kevin Bilson, and I will do my best to arrange a meeting for you. Oxfordshire. There is currently no functioning local group in your area, but a few members meet at least twice a year in the Wig and Pen, George Street, Oxford 0X12AU. For any members who would prefer a meeting in an alternative venue, please contact me and I will do my best to arrange a meeting for you. Kevin Bilson, email, kevinbilson@ntlworld.com. Telephone, 07827-320413. North Staffordshire. There is no functioning group in your area. However, I will be at the Picture House, Bridge Street, Stafford C162HL at 11 a.m. on Tuesday the 7th of July to meet any members who would like to chat about CSPA issues. If the venue or date is not convenient, please contact me. I'm happy to consider alternatives. And if you'd like to get involved in re-establishing a group, perhaps with my help, do not hesitate to contact me. Kevin Bilson, email, kevinbilson@ntlworld.com. Telephone, 07827-320413. Northwest Region, Greater Manchester. The next meeting, on Wednesday, the 17th of June, will consider motions to send to the annual conference. We will also be able to nominate officers and executive council members and decide which delegates from Manchester will be attending the conference. All members very welcome. Group meetings take place at the Methodist Hall, Oldham Street, Manchester, commencing at 11 a.m. and finishing at 1 p.m. You will be made very welcome. There will also be meetings on Wednesday, the 30th of September, to mandate our delegates to conference, and Wednesday, the 7th of October, to hear a report from the event. We also have a social lunch at the Old Rectory in Stockport every 3 months. The next three lunches are on Thursday, the 4th of June, Thursday, the 2nd of September, and Thursday, the 10th of December, all commencing at noon, and everyone from the Greater Manchester Group is welcome. I have organised a boat trip along the River Dee in Chester for Monday, the 15th of June, leaving at noon. The price, £20, includes tea and coffee, but bring your own picnic. Anyone interested, please contact me using the details below. Thank you for all the kind donations, which allow the group to function effectively. We ask for donations this year. We also run a monthly 200 club, £12 per year, which commenced in March. Anyone who wishes to join should send me £9 for the remainder of the cycle, either to me at 46 Seven Way, Holmes Chapel, Crew CW48FT, or via Bosch to CSPA. Manchester, sort code, the 16th of December 2011, account 10,177,528. For more details, contact me, Harry Brett, Regional Representative. Email h_brett@sky.com. Telephone 07999874864. Liverpool and District. The next three meetings will be Monday, the 28th of September, when we will discuss and mandate our delegates to conference, and Monday, the 7th of December, which will be the Christmas lunch, all members welcome. Meetings are held at Lime Street Central, Lime Street, Liverpool, commencing at 12:15 p.m. The regional meeting will be held this year in April. Full details will appear in the next newsletter. We have organised a boat trip from Chester on Monday, the 15th of June. The £20 cost includes tea or coffee, but bring your own picnic. Please contact me if you would like to join us. We are again asking for donations to help run the local group. It allows us to pay any expenses, such as travel costs for your committee or room hire if necessary. We have also started a 200 club in which members contribute £12 for the year, with a first prize of 50% of total donations, a second prize of 25% of donations. With 25% going to group funds, if you would like to join, please send £9 for the remainder of the cycle. To donate and or join the 200 Club, either send me a cheque at 46 Seven Way, Holmes Chapel, Crew 8T, 48FT, or pay direct to Manchester and District Group's bank account. Sort code, the 16th of December 2011, account number 10,177,528. Harry Brett, Regional Representative. Email h_brett@sky.com. Telephone 07999874864. Chester. We continue to meet on the second Monday of the month. We've enjoyed a variety of guest speakers over the years, ranging from local church history, the Manchester Ship Canal, and town crier duties, to national and local charities. We have a full program for 2026-27. Why not join us? We meet at Festival Church, Queen Street, Chester, CH13LG, from 2:15 p.m. to 4 p.m, except for August. We have enjoyed talks on the Manchester Ship Canal and town crier duties. Chester, Northwest Region. Meeting dates for this year include 8 June, Meal at the Mill, Chester, 12 noon, 15 June, Regional Get-Together for Trip on the River Dee, 12 noon, 13 July, John Walker on Chester. What's in a name? 14 September, AGM, agenda discussion. The 12th of October, the 9th of November, 14 December, Christmas lunch at the Mill, Chester, 12 noon, the 11th of January 2027, quiz. The 8th of February 2027, the 8th of March 2027, AGM. More details from Paul Wilkes' email, pwilkes47@gmail.com, telephone 0736799885. Wirral. A reminder to all Wirral Group members that our quarterly meetings are held at Upton Victory Hall, Salica Lane, Upton, Wirral CH490TL. It is a pleasant venue with plenty of parking on site. At our last meeting, our AGM on 10 March, our chair of 10 years, Mike Lawler, stood down. Our new chair is Tina Haslam, currently group secretary, and she has agreed to double up as chair/secretary. The next meeting will be on 9 Tuesday June at 10 a.m., when we will discuss any motions we wish to put forward for conference in October. The remaining quarterly meetings for 2026 are Tuesday the 8th of September and Tuesday the 8th of December. It would be great to see more members at these meetings. Watch out for further group news and information via newsletters. West Yorkshire, members, we need you. Many issues face civil service pensioners, as everyone knows. Keeping active in the CSPA is one way of keeping informed and making sure concerns are represented nationally. Like many groups, West Yorkshire found it hard to return to activity after the pandemic. We've reached a point where its viability is in question. The AGM of the West Yorkshire Group was held on Thursday, the 19th of March. Only the committee and our regional representative attended, but as there is no set quorum, the AGM could proceed. A motion to cancel all future meetings of the group until next year's AGM was discussed. Instead of doing so immediately, this was amended to the 30th of June to allow us to discuss and submit motions to the national AGM in October. The committee was concerned about the declining democratic legitimacy of the group, but felt that this was outweighed by the need for the group to have a presence at the national AGM, where delegates have long made your voices heard. West Yorkshire members can communicate their views in person and discuss motions at the next group meeting, Thursday the 11th of June at 2 p.m. in the Pieces HQ in the Marion Centre, Leeds. Alternatively, please email relaxpaul@btinternet.com. A newsletter will be sent out prior to the meeting containing any draft motions put forward by the committee. We would love to see you in June. We would love it even more if there was a desire for the autumn and winter meetings to go ahead. And ecstatic if there was new blood on the committee at the 2027 AGM next March. The current committee, all of whom have agreed to carry on until next year, want to see the group survive and thrive. We hope at least some of you feel the same, or the group will close next March. Chair, Paul Laxton, email, relaxpaul@btinternet.com, Southern Region. Crawley and District, the group had a successful AGM in March, when National Treasurer Mike Sparham brought us up to date on CSPA issues. After an enjoyable and informative meeting, we adjourned to the Toby Carvery for an excellent lunch. All officers were re-elected, but we are without a social secretary, so if anyone is interested in filling this vacancy, please let us know. As I write, we are planning a discussion at our April meeting on the proposal to move the CSPA to limited liability status, so our delegate will be informed of our concerns before October's national AGM. It will be a continuing item of discussion until then. Our meetings continue at Crawley Community Action Offices, Gleneagles Court, Brighton Road, Crawley, about 200 yards south of the level crossing. We commence with tea or coffee and biscuits at 10:30 a.m., and you will be assured of a warm welcome. After our local business, we have a guest speaker, Speakers are listed on the Crawley Group section of the national website, and we adjourn to the Toby Carvery for lunch. Our next meetings are scheduled for the 10th of June and the 8th of July, with a summer lunch at a venue yet to be decided on the 12th of August. Details will be posted on the national website. Chairman, Brian Sturtevant, email brian.sturtevant@cspa.co.uk. Telephone 01342 325 245. Worthingham District, summer approaches. I am buoyed by the increase in members this year, thanks mainly to the membership secretary placing ads in local free magazines. Also helpful is HQ resuming the practice of notifying us of recently retired members in the area. We have some interesting speakers lined up. The Sussex Inshore Fisheries and Conservation Authority on the 29th of May and National Coast Watch on the 26th of June. There will be an outing on the 17th of July, to be confirmed, and tea at the popular Highdowns Hotel on the 21st of August. On 25 September, Bob Turner will explain how Britain became an island. And on the 30th of October, our own Sylvia Chapman is addressing us on food for thought. It gets harder every year to find good speakers who charge little or nothing, so if anyone knows someone or would like to speak in 2027, please let me know. We are a friendly group, and meet at 10:15 a.m. on the last Friday of most months in the Durrington Community Centre. We warmly welcome new members or one-off visitors who just pay a £3 attendance fee. Any general queries, contact the chairman below, or on membership email, marion.tarbuck@marion.tarbuck@gmail.com, or by calling 07904 14184. Chairman, Frank Jones, 19 Saltings Way, Upper Beeding, West Sussex, BN443JH, email, francisjjjones@hotmail.com, telephone, 07500478097. Northeast Region, Scarborough and District. Now we are enjoying summer days, our group will have held its AGM. We hope the current committee of four will have been increased. Members of the group plus friends enjoyed another Christmas lunch at the Park Manor Hotel in November 2025, and our 2026 one is already booked. The January meeting had to be postponed until February because wintry conditions hit Scarborough with a vengeance. Full details of group activities, discussions and information disseminated at our eatings are given in the group newsletters issued shortly after each meeting. Items of interest from the last meeting included £5 group subscription and methods of payment, pensioner identification, digital exclusion, pension fraud, and the use of AI by criminals to clone people's voices for bank and other password hacking purposes. Committee members are happy to help with any issues you may have, or to point you in the direction of help if they can. Our contact details are Chair Joyce I. Anson, email j.anson360@gmail.com, telephone 01723 360519, Treasurer James Howie. Email jpersonhowie@gmail.com, telephone 01751 475659. Newsletter Secretary, Richard Kilsby. Email, richkilsby@live.co.uk. Telephone, 07837-941589. Future meetings are scheduled for the 22nd of June and the 21st of September, starting at 11 a.m. in Bellevue Room, Westboro Methodist Church, Scarborough Y0111TS. We look forward to seeing you there. Committee member Sheena O'Connell, email oconnellsheena@gmail.com, telephone 07720600063. Wessex Region, East Solent. Starting in January, the group is meeting at the Stubbington Baptist Church, 4J Close, Stubbington PO 133TA. The church is on the corner of Titchfield Road / B334 and Cuckoo Lane. As you turn into Cuckoo Lane from Titchfield Road, take the first left into J Close, and follow the signs to the church car park. Meetings are from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the second Wednesday of each month. We have a range of talks, usually with a musical interlude at Christmas and a choir. Talks this year include A History of Winchester Prison, Quakers at War, The Trans-Siberian Express, Winchester Talking Newspaper, and A History of Windmills. We also arrange a summer lunch and a Christmas lunch each year, and trips to gardens and Christmas markets. After our monthly meetings, some of us adjourn to a local pub or restaurant for lunch, to which everyone is welcome. In March, we held our AGM, and were pleased to welcome new CSPA Deputy General Secretary Jonathan Sophia. After the meeting, we adjourned to the Queen's Head in Titchfield, pictured, for lunch. We welcome members new and old, Secretary Alan Shepherd, email shepherdallen23@yahoo.co.uk, telephone 07895 78770. Southwest Region. As Southwest Regional Representative, you may recall previous articles in which I outlined proposals to offer more inclusion to some members who no longer live in an active group area in the Southwest. Particularly the now closed Weymouth and District Group and DT postcode areas. I asked members in these areas to send me their views. I am glad to say, no adverse comments were made regarding the possible reallocation of members to remaining groups operating in the Southwest or Wessex regions. That being the case, the following has been agreed in relation to the closed Weymouth Group and outstanding DT postcodes. The two groups assisting are Bournemouth and District Group, Wessex, will add postcodes DT15 and DT9, former Weymouth and District Group, to the DT1011 already held, Devon Central Group, former East Devon Group, Southwest, has added postcodes DT68, former Bridport Group, to its existing X and TQ areas. By redistributing members to open active groups, whose meetings they may attend and have local contact and newsletters, we hope this will enhance representation. Details of both groups can be found on the CSPA website. Southwest members who have any concerns may contact me. My details can be found on the Contact Us section of this magazine, page 46. Leigh Calder, EC Southwest Regional Representative. Article ends.